Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this open floor hearing, which is part of the examination of the Port Talbot Power Station project. My name is Roger Eyre. I'm the examining inspector, and I have been appointed by the Secretary of State to be the single appointed person that is examining this application. First, please, could I ask you to make sure that your mobile phones are turned to silent or preferably turned off? Thank you. May I also introduce those members of the case team who are present here with me this evening. On my left is Tracy Williams, the case manager. Steve Parker's over there handling registration. And we also have with us tonight Helen Lancaster, who's a senior EIA and lands rights advisor. Before getting down to business, I need to cover the procedures in case of emergency. We've been advised that there are no planned fire alarms this evening, so if one should sound, we should need to leave the room in an organised fashion, either via the fire exits through that door, or preferably that door, and congregate in the car park behind me so we can account for everybody. And toilets, should you need them, are located on the landing just outside of the main doors to our left. You're all very welcome, and I will ask you to introduce yourselves in a minute. I need to point out that an audio recording, which will be the only official record of this hearing, is being made, and this will be made available on the Port Talbot section of the National Infrastructure pages of the Planning Portal website. With this in mind, there are roving microphones, and if you could wait for one of these before you speak, and then if you could speak clearly into the microphone, stating your name, who you represent, and whether you are a representative. Before asking you to introduce yourselves, can I inquire whether there are any journalists present this evening? No, thank you. Can I also inquire whether anybody intends to record, tweet, or film these proceedings for their own use? No, thank you. You should bear in mind that the only official record of these proceedings will be the audio recording that I talked about, and this will be made available to you as soon as possible after this hearing is concluded. So now I'd like for everybody to introduce themselves and would ask the applicant to start, please.
Good evening, sir. My name's Duncan O'Connor from Pinsent Masons, who are solicitors for the applicant. I'm here tonight with Guy Sims and Mohammed Jahandir of Tata Steel, and a number of other representatives from the applicant's consultants team, which I won't introduce individually.
Thank you very much. Leithport Talbot, please.
Coleman, Neathford Talbot, Planning Department.
Thank you. Do we have City and County of Swansea with us this evening? No, we don't. NRW then, please.
Good evening, sir. My name's Louise Edwards. I have with me Gareth Lewis and Jonathan Scott.
Thank you very much, NRW. And now, anybody else in the room who would like to introduce themselves at this stage, if you wish to speak? Nobody else. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I propose that we now adjourn for 15 minutes, just to make sure that there are no other members of the public who wish to come to this open floor hearing. It's a very important opportunity for them to come forward. So if you'll bear with us, we'll adjourn for 15 minutes. Thank you very much. I don't think there are any other parties that have joined us, so we shall proceed on that basis. The agenda for this hearing was published on the project website on the 19th of February, and we shall be following this agenda. And should you need one, there are hard copies available at the registration point. I'm conducting this hearing in accordance with Section 93 of the Planning Act 2008 and the Infrastructure Planning Examination Procedure Rules 2010, specifically Rule 14, relating to procedured hearings. I also need to remind you of the provisions of Section 94(8) of the 2008 Act, whereby the examining authority may refuse to allow representations to be made if they're considered to be irrelevant, vexatious, or frivolous, relate to the merits of policy set out in a national policy statement, repeat other representations already made, or relate to compensation for compulsory acquisition of land. I would also like to clearly point out that the examination is independent and impartial. examining inspectors like myself are employed by the Planning Inspectorate, which is a joint executive agency of the Department of Communications and Local Government and the Welsh Government. For the examination of nationally significant infrastructure projects such as this project in Port Talbot, the examining authority such as myself produces an independent and impartial report with a recommendation to the relevant Secretary of State. In this case, this is the Secretary of State for Electricity and Climate Change. It is the Secretary of State who makes a decision on the application based on the recommendation that I shall give him. The Planning Inspectorate is committed to openness and is committed to fairness, and the procedure for examining applications for major infrastructure projects is designed to give all people and all interested parties and affected parties an equal right to put forward their case, their views and their evidence, and to provide equal access to all information relating to the application. This is very important, and people need to understand this. I shall now move to item 2 on the agenda, oral representations from interested parties. Each interested party who has notified the examining authority and indicated their wish to speak will be called in turn and will be allowed to speak and present their oral submission. Following these submissions, the EXA may wish to ask some questions. We have been notified of no party who wishes to speak this evening. Are there any other interested parties present tonight who wish to speak? No? Thank you. Moving to item 3 on the agenda, which allows the opportunity for the applicant to respond in brief to any submissions. There have been no submissions made, but does the applicant wish to make any response at this time? No? Thank you. I now move to item 4 on the agenda. Any other matters? Does any party present at this hearing have any other business which they feel should be addressed at this hearing? No? Thank you very much. I shall now move to the final item, closing remarks. Thank you all very much for coming along this evening. May I remind you that the audio recording of the proceedings this evening will be made available on the Planning Portal website. And now, unless anybody has anything else to say, I shall declare this open floor hearing closed. Thank you very much, and good evening.